Evening, Joel.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to pick up on something you just mentioned on Ylönen. You mentioned you started it well with the puck, and I remember a little while ago you said the big adjustment for him was going to be without the puck. I'm wondering how you've seen his game develop when he doesn't have the puck.
Well, between you and I, evolve with the puck too. So I don't want you to think that I'm just working with him without the puck, because yeah, there's stuff that I can talk about, but with the puck, we have a bit of a relationship now where I call him a certain name, and you know what that means, because I want him to have the puck more. And when he has it, I want him to keep it more and make more with the puck. So this is something that I think he improved a lot on one area. And then the other area with the puck, I think his transition from offense to defense, which is normal transferring from, European hockey to North American hockey, is got really good, to be honest. So those are the things. After that, there's always learning here and there, but it's no different for him than Joe Blandisi, Belzile, even older guys. So he's adjusting very well. I like his competitiveness. I like that he's serious about hockey. He's passionate about hockey. He didn't come here for just having a good time. He came here to perform. He's a very professional guy. And I think his game is evolving on both sides of the ice, which is very positive.
And, I think it's from afar. I haven't watched all your games, I'm going to be honest with you, but it's you watch Ryan Poehling starting to pick up a few points and sort of grow in a role there. How do you see him? I guess what's it like to teach a player like that? He's a first round pick, and maybe he, it can't be, it's not always easy, right, to teach a player of that has that label on
Well,
him. How has he been in that sense?
last year was tough to teach him just because of all the movement in his first pro career. Went up to the NHL, came with us, went back up to the NHL, came back with us. It's tough to have that kind of momentum on growing your game. And this year, I think for him to come with us and be more kind of stable in his role too. Because you have to remember, you're a young guy, you go to the NHL, you're not going to play top minutes. You're going to be on the fourth line, you're going to be on the wing, and you're going to play 9, 8 minutes, and you're going to have to be, really good defensively. So I think this year, like you said, he's having more of a role, and we have a young team. I don't know if people realize that. We have a lot of young, like I think we have 11 of 12 first or second guy year in the pro, and last year was three quarter of a year. So we have a lot of young guys, and we mix some veteran that are really buying in. So for Ryan and every other young guy, it's just that kind of attitude where I'm going to be out there. I got to play. Like I'm playing Ryan Poehling. I'm playing Joel Teasdale, Arvi Pinard, Mysak, Ylönen. Like they're on special team. They're on the ice. They're playing a lot. That's just for the forward part. So it's a lot for all of them, but I think the veteran and them having a good chemistry working up, and Arvi Pinard, I'm throwing in there too. That's playing a lot of minutes. So for Ryan being this year versus last year is the stability of him getting those minutes and those opportunity to have line mates and have responsibility and fail and go back on the ice.
Just one more, just quick detail. It was interesting to hear you mention Max Vaillancourt. Is he going to stay with you when you get Marco back?
No, we have Marco.
No.
Marco was going to come back. He's our goalie coach for the Armada, which
Okay,
the
so he's
team
going
I
to go back
own.
to he's going to go
Yeah, he's
back
going to
to
go back to
Blainville.
the Armada. Yeah, and Marco is going to come back with us.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Arpin. We'll take two more. We'll go with Jared Book.
Joel.
Right.
I guess it's a simple question, but probably complicated in answer. But what makes the team so far this year different than the last 2 years that you've been coaching Laval?
What did I always say to you guys? Takes times. Winning is not an accident, or having good performance is not an accident. Is growing. Everybody wants quick, right? And all the details we walk on for the first year. Right now, Venmo, I don't even coach him. I show him three clips today. It took 12 seconds. Didn't say a word. Today was back on track. Some stuff I didn't like. He knew it. I say, you want to see it? He's like, yeah, sure. Like you build it, you guys come off the bus, and then you have guys from left and right. Now we have a bit of continuity. Look at the guys that we started 2 years ago that are here right now. Fleury, Belzile, guys that joined in last year, Caden Primo, Josh Brooke. And you had Joe Blandisi that finished with us. And now you're adding guys up that already we have a bit of a foundation. And if you look our first year versus our second year and our third year, we just have more little continuity and habits and style of play. And it takes time to build a program. I've told you from the first day, to be honest, after the first year, I was very happy the way we performed. You have to understand, I know everything that goes on. We use 92 players in 2 years. I was very happy. Games we lost, I was happy about the performance. I will stick with performance and then result will come. And I think that right now, and it's to stay humble and stay hungry in what we do, but it's just our performance are sometimes as good, but we have players that are probably superior and are understanding even more how to play to win out. So it's just an upgrade and upgrade and upgrade. So it was a good question, but to be honest, that's how it works. It's not a magic trick. You got to get the guys to buy in, and it takes time, and you have to find the right group. And we weeded it out over 2 years, and now we have a group that we know and know what the expectations are. I'm coming in. I didn't lose it once this year. They know it. I don't have to. They know the expectation. They know what's asked. They're doing it. And if they're not, we're tweaking it, and we go right back at it. The effort is there every night. Now it's just a matter of executing, being on the same page. And we're not going to win every game, but we're going to give ourselves to have good performance. And I'm always striking for those best form, those performance.
You mentioned the mix, and you mentioned the buy-in from the veterans and the mix of young players and veterans. You know, in the past, you mentioned a lot about how you need good veterans, not necessarily the number of veterans, but the right veterans. Do you think that not only are you building the young players and building that culture, but also realizing what you know, from a team building perspective, what kind of veterans you want to have?
I've been realizing a long time ago. I know exactly what. Listen, guys, I've been in hockey for a while as a player. I played in the Bolt League as a manager, a coach for years. I know what kind of player you need. Sometimes it takes a little time to have them. And now our young player can play at high level, top minutes. And our veteran can join them and even be, you know, as good, better, or knights, or it doesn't matter. Now you have that mix. But it's not a magic trick. It's not. You gotta go through that process of building a program, like I've told you before. And I've told you day one I first got there. You're building a program. You're developing player through a program with attitude, with habits, with, you know, pushing everybody to be better. So it doesn't change anything. It's the same thing I said at the beginning. Now we have a little more result, but my way of thinking or my vision has not changed. It's just now that we've kind of get rewarded a little bit for all the hard work we did in the first 2 years. We had some really good performance. Think about how we finished last year. I think we were 8-2 in the last 10 game, and look at now. So you had them up together. It just takes time, guys. You know, hockey is a process.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jared. And last question, we'll go with Chris, the AHL report. Chris?
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
I just want to get your, like, a review of the four-game series with Stockton. Like, before the first game, you said when you watched them on tape that it was one of the best teams you've seen over the last 3 years. So now, four games later against them, what's your overall assessment of the team?
Well, they're still a good team. They have good young players. They're well coached. You know, the results are what they are, but our performance, the guy adjusted, and we prepared them for that challenge. They're a different type of team that we played, and it's just a matter of executing on the detail that we asked the guy, because if we didn't, and the time we did it, we paid the price. So it was a constant, like, hitting on the nail on this. We cannot do that. And we have to make sure we do this. And now it becomes the player decision. They go on the ice. I can tell them. I've had player in the past, since I've been coaching, tell them to do this. They do something else. Well, we're not going to win. And the buy-in from top to bottom has been on, okay, coach, that's what you want. That's the plan. We're going to do it. And that's what the guys are doing. So it's, to be honest, behind the bench, it was just a reminder, because if the guy knows what it's all about, they auto-coach himself. So that's the difference. And when I had my team in junior, that's what it was too. You know, by the end of the year, or at one point, I didn't even have to coach. They knew. They were coaching themselves. They know what the principle are. They know what the basics are. They know, you know, what's the expectation. And sometimes it's my job to put them back on track. But, you know, you can't go too far. If I tell a guy, we got to watch turnover, he gets on and he makes two turnover in the first 10 seconds after I said that. Well, where were we going? So now it's a mindset about playing a team where we couldn't do some of those things. And we were quite good for most of the time. And sometimes we weren't as good, and we talked about it. We debriefed, we adjusted, but they're still a good team. And we're going to see them in a little while at home there. You're going to have to be ready. And in the pro, everybody's good enough to beat you, even if, you know, on the paper, everybody can beat anybody in pro. Look at the NHL, look at our level. A goalie can stand on his head. A team can, you know, give a team effort that, you know, doesn't matter who's on the lineup. So you got to stay humble, stay hungry, and have a game plan.